From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. There is mixed news reflecting continued unsteadiness in the U.S. economy, with employment numbers weaker than hoped. Unemployment held steady at 5% in April, while the U.S. economy had a net gain of 160,000 jobs, far less than the 200,000 predicted by many economists. Business services, healthcare, construction, and financial activities gained jobs, while employment declined in retail and mining. President Barack Obama called on the Republican-led Congress to pass legislation for a higher minimum wage and more spending on infrastructure.
Congress should raise the minimum wage. This is something that would not only help those individuals who are getting a bigger paycheck, but it also means they're spending more, and that would be a boost to business.
The bright spot in this, economist Stuart Hoffman of PNC Bank says the lower-than-expected job gains means the U.S. central bank is not likely to raise interest rates soon. President Obama is also proposing new regulations requiring U.S. companies to disclose more information about their owners. The regulations are in response to the Panama Papers, millions of documents detailing international tax evasion through secret offshore accounts. Speaking today, the president called on Congress to do its part in stopping tax evasion.
I've been talking about this for a while. Only Congress can fully close the loopholes that wealthy individuals and powerful corporations all too often take advantage of, often at the expense of middle-class families. If they're getting out of paying their fair share of taxes, that means that the rest of us have to shoulder that burden.
The proposals would require companies to disclose their owners to the Internal Revenue Service and allow law enforcement agencies access to that information. This is VOA News.